This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel said Wednesday an airstrike killed three sons of Hamas Supreme Leader Ismail Haniyeh in an airstrike in Gaza, saying all the siblings belonged to the militant group's armed wing. Four of the Hamas leader's grandchildren were also killed in the attack, as Hazam, Hamir, and Mohammed Haniyeh were driving with the children near the Shati refugee camp in Gaza City. Associated Press Middle East News Director Joe Fetterman talks about what these deaths could mean to the ongoing crisis in Gaza.
Now, these three men are among the highest profile targets to be hit by Israel during 6 months of war against Hamas. The airstrike also comes at a sensitive time, as Israel and Hamas are engaged in ceasefire talks. Haniyeh does not live in Gaza, and he was seen receiving the news while visiting a hospital in Qatar, where he currently lives. Haniyeh accuses Israel of acting out of revenge, and he says Hamas will not be pressured into making concessions in the ceasefire talks.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called Thursday for action in providing his country with military aid, especially air defense systems, after a night of Russian aerial attacks that the Ukrainian military said included 42 missiles and 40 drones. Zelensky's comments come a day after the top U.S. general in Europe told Congress Ukraine will soon run out of military artillery and air defenses without U.S. support. Jeff Selden, VOA's national security correspondent, spoke with International Edition program and gave details.
Wednesday, the commander of U.S. European Command, who oversees U.S. forces in Europe, gave lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee a very stark, a very blunt assessment of where things are. And he said that not only does Russia create a chronic threat, but that Ukraine essentially is on the brink. He said that while he can't predict the future, he said, quote, I can do simple math.
This is VOA News. The United States and Japan celebrated their decades-long alliance Wednesday night as President Joe Biden hosted Prime Minister Fumio Kishida at the White House for a state dinner. The Japanese leader's visit marks a significant strengthening in defense and technology ties. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Whitaker-Swara has this report.
President Joe Biden rolled out his diplomatic red carpet for Prime Minister Fumio Kishida of Japan, calling him a visionary and courageous leader in Asia and beyond. The leaders unveiled new initiatives, including a joint lunar mission, investment in semiconductors and clean energy, and research on quantum computing and artificial intelligence. But the strongest focus is on military deterrence, enhancing cooperation not only in the South China Sea, but also in the air.
For the first time, Japan and the United States and Australia will create a network system of air, missile, and defense architecture.
Biden and Kishida will expand their meeting into a trilateral summit Thursday, adding Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., another U.S. ally. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.
The European Central Bank is meeting Thursday, and the financial world is expecting a hint as to when interest rates might be cut. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The European Central Bank will likely use its Thursday meeting as a prelude to a first interest rate cut in June, as the rich world's central banks, including the ECB and the US Federal Reserve, assess how soon receding inflation will let them loosen credit for businesses and consumers. It's a step closely watched for by stock investors after markets soared in recent months on expectations of lower rates by this summer. ECB President Christine Lagarde has dropped what analysts interpret as broad hints that the bank will wait at least until its June 6 meeting to take any action as it waits to see sustained evidence that inflation is under control. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Strong spring storms wreaked havoc across the southern United States late Wednesday. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In Slidell, Louisiana, an estimated Category EF1 tornado damaged dozens of buildings. Chris Kaufman is the fire chief for St. Tammany Parish.
We had to evacuate more than 50 people from this structure. No fatalities. A couple of injuries.
In Texas, flooding led to water rescues in Jasper County. There was heavy damage to a church in Port Arthur. And in Katy, Texas, a severe thunderstorm collapsed part of the roof of a Firestone repair shop, flinging an air conditioning unit into the parking lot. In Mississippi, the Emergency Management Agency said over 70 homes were damaged. In Scott County, the sheriff reports that a 64-year-old woman on an oxygen machine died after her home lost power. I'm Jennifer King.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.